Happy holidays, listeners. This is part one of a two-part holiday special where Leo and Joe talk about what it was like for Joe to spend so many holidays with the mafia. We're talking about stolen Christmas gifts, decorating Charlie Brown Christmas trees with foil, and much more. This is our gift to you.
All right, all our listeners out there, this is Deep Cover, the real Donnie Brasco, starring the inimitable, the force of nature, Joe D. Pistone, and me, humble Leo Rossi, just along for the ride. We want to wish you guys a very Merry Christmas. This is our last episode, our holiday episode. I think you're going to learn what mob guys do around Christmas time. And Joe's there to tell you, man. We will be back next year. But for right now, let's get into this show. Hey, Joseph, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Leo. How about you?
You know what? Great. We're all keeping our attitudes up, you know. And my wife's got the frying pan close at all times.
That's good.
You know, give me a whack, which you know I need. When she's not around, you take over.
How much turkey did you eat at Thanksgiving?
That's a whole nother story, Joe, because my son-in-law, he decided to cook it in the ground. He buried it in the ground, the turkey. He's like he's a Neanderthal. I don't know, but it was, I ate it, a little dry.
Well, you have to.
Yeah, of course.
It's family, man, you know?
Yeah, he tried. Everybody okay by you, though, huh?
Yeah. What are you doing Christmas?
Seven fishes, on Christmas Eve.
Yep.
And for anybody out there, that's Italian tradition. And, they're all coming over here, and then they're going to stay.
Well, you have grandchildren. You can't go home Christmas Eve.
No. Perish the thought. If they live next door, they would still stay over.
They got to wake up Christmas morning to all those Grandpa Leo's Christmas presents.
Yeah, that's right. I just bought a new washer and dryer, so that ate into their Christmas presents.
Come on.
Nah, I'm only kidding. We spoiled them rotten.
Of course
we spoiled them rotten. So, all right, let me ask you, Christmas time, just as a, as an overall, is there like with the mob, especially with the, your Bonanos, is there like a moratorium for hijackings and murders that you don't do it over a certain period of Christmas time or what?
Yeah, I found that six Christmases that I spent with these guys or Christmas holidays, there wasn't much criminal activity going on. I mean, the numbers and sports betting and stuff like that. That was, that never ceases. But the hard stuff, the hijackings, the robberies and stuff, that kind of takes a backseat to the holidays. These guys are, they're like everybody else. They get into festive mood. They have wives and gumadas, girlfriends and kids and grandkids that they know enjoy the festive season of Christmas, and so they get into it. Yeah.
Well, you just mentioned something that I would imagine, and it's been depicted in some movies. It's a pretty fine line. When the wives and one the girlfriends, the gumadas, how did they navigate that?
Well, the Christmas parties, every crew, every captain throws a Christmas party, and they were basically they have a party for the guys. At the club. And it's funny because the ones that I've been to, they exchange presents. It's usually money. You got to give the capo a present. And what's the present? It's an envelope. and then you give your partner an envelope. I would give Lefty Ruggiero an envelope with $200 in it, Most of the time, he'd give me the same envelope back with my own $200.
Good old Lefty.
But that's the way it was. Christmas was a festive mood, it was a festive time of the year. The week leading up to Christmas Day, and then a couple of days after Christmas.
Now, did you ever give an envelope to somebody and they took it as an insult, what was in the envelope that ever got back to you or not? Is there a way to mark, like you said, 200 to Lefty, he's your guy and all that. And who else are you committed to give to?
Well, you're committed to give to your captain. To give to your captain. And, you know, everything depends on the relationship you have. If you got a good relationship with your captain and you're close to him, whatever you give him, he probably is going to accept it. You know,
that's like Sonny Black, Sonny Napolitano. Right. You would give him in that same range, a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. I have a feeling that that Sonny would, keep it and give you another gift, though. Not like Lefty.
Well, I know one time Sonny wanted to give me his pinky ring. He had a diamond pinky ring. He wanted to give it to me, and I really couldn't accept it. I mean, I could, but then I would have to voucher it and give it back. So I politely refused it, where, you know, Sonny, I know that, you know, you got to tiptoe around this thing. You know, I know that you like, you know, it's a dear momentum to you. I appreciate it. But I really can't accept it, you know, because I know how much it means to you, you know. And he's, no, Donnie, you know, I love you, and I really would like you to have it. And I said, no, I said, I couldn't do that. I couldn't take it from you.
Man, that's delicate. That's some delicate tiptoeing. Did you ever give anybody in the course of, for a birthday or something, like diamonds? You know, because you were Donnie the jeweler. Did you ever give them diamonds in an envelope or anything?
Yeah, I gave one birthday of Lefty's. I gave him a packet of diamonds. I think I gave him a diamond. I said that was for him. I said one for his wife and one for his two of his daughters, because one was married. He had three daughters that I know of, and the two that I really knew. So I gave the what was that, five diamonds for his birthday.
Wow. Yeah. Now, were those diamonds, were they the ones that were confiscated in raids and stuff like that? Or how'd that play out?
Yeah, the diamonds were actually, they were confiscated diamonds, maybe U.S. Customs or another agency. The FBI would get them. They were diamonds that were confiscated.
So the FBI has, like, I don't know, a warehouse or a big closet that has stuff that you could use to...
Well, not a warehouse or a closet, Leo. It's a little more sophisticated than that. Let's say we have access to certain commodities that we need.
I love the way he puts it. He's been on the stand for so long. He knows how to put everything just right. So, I mean, just as an aside, you know, everybody, families and all, would watch like The Bells of St. Mary over Christmas, you know, a movie. Was there any movie that the mob guys watched continuously every Christmas?
Oh, I don't know if there was. I'm sure that the ones that had grandkids or young kids probably watched the typical
Christmas movie. I can't see Lefty Guns weeping over The Bells of St. Mary.
I have to say, many times I was at Lefty's house, I never watched a Christmas movie with him, though. But that's not to say he didn't like Christmas, you know, because he had grandkids and stuff. But
all right, so... With the wives and the girlfriends, getting back to that, they really got to give both time, you know, because what was the Jack Lemmon, Shirley MacLaine movie where she got all bent out of shape because the holidays, he was with his family, not his girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't a mobster, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, most of these guys, the mob guys that I knew, when they wanted to go out, they went out, you know. But they did spend time. There was time for the family. Now, not all wise guys have girlfriends. I mean, it's like any, you know, they're like any other part of the population. Some of them do it, some of them don't. So, you know, I don't want to brand every mafia guy as having a gomata or a girlfriend, because that wasn't the case.
Yeah. Now,
like Lefty, I know, you know, Lefty, all the time I spent with him, he never had a girlfriend. You know, he was married and, you know, it was his second wife. And that was, you know, his whole mindset was on being a gangster, the mafia. I've been all over the country with him, and he never tried to make any moves on anybody that, you know, that I observed.
Well, you know what? With a guy like Lefty, and this is, you know, from what you've told me, first of all, he had tunnel vision when it came to being a made guy. And the other thing was, he was a mob historian, like, right?
Yeah, he did. He was. He taught me a lot, you know, the history.
Yep. Hey, going back, and he's that's a kid that grew up in, right, what, Knickerbocker Square or where it was?
Knickerbocker Ave, yeah.
Knickerbocker Ave.
Right downtown.
That was his life, man. Now, you said there was a party for the crew. Where was the party held?
Well, which party are you talking about?
With
Sonny Black's crew?
Yeah.
At the Motion Lounge, which was...
Oh, right where you were all the time.
Yeah, the social club. Yeah, and the bar. Yeah.
And that was just for, you know, members alone?
Yeah, just for the crew. And, you know, other guys would stop by, you know, but it was basically a Christmas party just for his crew, yeah.
Now, you know, this is something that just came to me, but with what you said, when you're having a party like that, and guys are drinking, they ain't doing drugs, I know that.
No,
but when they're drinking, and somebody gets sloppy, they get out of, who lectures them, or does somebody else drive them home, or how's that, you know?
No, I mean, unless a guy gets really rowdy, then, you know, then the captain, or in my case, Sonny, would, you know, quiet him down. But generally, the guys didn't get out of hand. I mean, I never really saw anybody get, at the affairs that I was at, I never saw anybody get sloppy drunk.
Got to be on their best behavior. Yeah.
I mean, you know, a couple guys might have had a buzz on, but, you know, not to the point where they got out of hand, no.
Well, you did say in one of our previous episodes, and I believe it was Christmas time, where they came over to your place to help you decorate?
Yeah, it was, I think it was the day before Christmas Eve, and I was with a few guys hanging out, and, you know, my backstory was I was an orphan, so, you know, Donnie, what are you doing? Nothing, you know, I'm just going to hang out and blah, 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 blah. Well, do you at least have a Christmas tree at your apartment? I said, no. He said, come on. So we went, we bought one of these Charlie Brown Christmas trees.
what are the Charlie Brown Christmas trees? I don't know that. What?
You know, like a 5-foot Christmas tree with branches going, you know, all haywire. You know, we bought it off the street, you know, who knows where. So I said, I got no Christmas decorations, but I did have aluminum tin foil. So they said, come on. So we go up to my apartment, and we put this Christmas tree up, and we made ornaments out of tin foil and hung it on the tree. And that was my Christmas tree for that Christmas tree.
I'll tell you that. That's something for...
See, you're talking about that. They got heart, you know.
They got, you see that, listeners out there? They do have heart.
They get into festive mood.
Now, it's still with me, and you've told me, and you've told our listeners, that you had the guys over to your apartment, maybe not a steady stream, but there could be nothing in that apartment that could in any way make them suspicious, right?
Nothing. I had the only thing in my apartment would identify me is Donnie Brasco. That was it.
That's all right, man. That's it. And would somebody, you get somebody come in and clean it or like that, or no?
I clean it myself.
Well,
why do I want somebody coming in my apartment?
Joe is a, I won't say neat freak, clean freak, but he, He has tendencies.
Leo, how many movies we've done together?
Yes.
You ever see anything out of place in my hotel room?
Nope. And you never failed to tell me how long it took me to shave and fix my hair.
To go downstairs and get a cup of coffee.
Yeah. that was the truth. As far as gifts that you received, anything from mob guys that were, fish or anything?
No, mostly was, cash. A couple times I got I might have gotten a tie from somebody. But, nothing to write home about, just typical.
Yeah.
And it was probably swag. So it was no big deal,
Yeah. No, it wasn't coming out of there. Kitty.
No.
I was doing a movie in Brooklyn and I was making friends with the guys that were hanging around and everything like that. And I was staying in a condo. And you know me, Joe, in cooking. I cooked in the Army. I can cook for 400. I can't cook for two or even one. I can't. I mean, I have no interest. Then it was a different thing. So he goes, he says, I got something for you. Yeah. Now, I've been working 12, 13 hours, and I'm going to go back to work. And he gives me three, what do you call that fish? Mahi-mahi?
Yeah.
He gave me three mahi-mahi.
Yeah.
Well, what am I going to do? It's a...
You broil it.
yeah, broil it. I tell you, that never got near the broiler.
Now, I one time I did get I think it was a ham. One of the guys, they had a load of ham that they glommed, they stole.
Well, they got to unload that pretty fast,
Yeah, I mean, look, you hijack stuff that you can get rid of, quick.
And, now, did you have to make, I know you had the party, and what day was the party, the Christmas party usually?
Maybe a day before Christmas Eve or a couple of days before Christmas Eve, right. But, during that week.
Yeah, so they free up to be with you got to be with and stuff like that. And every time I'm around you, I always learn something, a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. That's good.
Now, I'll tell you, this I just remember this. We had 1 year, Lefty wanted it. I don't know, something was wrong with his car. So I rented him a car, right? And it was around Christmas time. And we needed to get the car back, right? Now, he wasn't good on giving your stuff back. So the guys had to boost the car, right?
The FBI boosted it.
It's a car that I rented for. Well, what happened was is that they boost it and they get it back to the garage and it was full of Christmas presents. I guess he had bought. So, but car, in his mind, the car was stolen. So,
yeah, but that's, see, I mean, you guys gotta, you gotta always make it look like what. Yeah, but he would have kept that probably for 6 months.
Oh, forget it.
I'll bet you Hertz was not happy with you.
Forget about it.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Deep Cover, The Real Donnie Brasco. Stay tuned for next week when part two of this holiday special will be released. Joe will divulge even more experiences from his time deep undercover with the Mafia during the holidays. So if you will, please subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or as they say in the business,
wherever you listen to podcasts.
From Jam Street Media.